Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Danny, I dropped into Glory Days last night to pick up a salad.
Good for you, buddy.
There's been a lot of talk about salads on the show lately.
Yeah. Again, proud of you. It ain't fun because you're at Glory Days. You know what they offer there at Glory Days?
Wings.
Yeah. They got. Remember, we were going to do chicken tendies and tutties for Sam Howell when he played well?
I could tell you more stuff they offer.
Yeah.
Cheese fries.
It's right on the fries.
Meatloaf.
Yep.
Ribs. You want any other options, or is that good?
No, that's good. If you've got more, say more.
We can keep going. Chocolate lava cake? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have.
You ever heard of Luke McCaffrey touchdowns and chocolate lava cake? Anyway, I stop in, I scoop a salad, bringing it home. But while I go in last night, at the bar, there were these two Detroit Tigers fans. Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to say, well, Grant, you weren't in Detroit. You were in Virginia, and you'd be right about that. But they live here, and they were in their Tigers gear, and they were watching the Tigers-Guardians game. For those of you that don't follow Major League Baseball that closely when the Nats aren't in the mix, just know that the Cleveland baseball outfit is on the precipice of the greatest comeback in the history of Major League Baseball in terms of deficits to win a division. It's crazy what's happening in the AL Central. Cleveland was 15 and a half games back of Detroit this summer. The Tigers have collapsed. The Guardians have lost two games in the last 3 weeks, and they're playing right now. Cleveland swept them within the last week and is now playing them and beating them in two straight nights. So they're just hard charging. So anyways, these two Tigers fans last night, early in this game, which their team would eventually lose, are watching this game, and they're living and dying with every pitch as I'm standing at the bar waiting for my takeout order. And I mean every single pitch, it's just excruciating. It looks like me for a Nats Game 5 in the division series against the Dodgers or something.
Yeah.
And I am reminded of just how unbelievable postseason baseball can be, how electric and fun this week can be. You know, last night the Mets, who I'm rooting very, very hard against to miss the playoffs, they lose their game. But they get the help that one game back Cincinnati also lost, one game back Arizona also lost. But just think about being a fan of one of those teams where – the Mets, the Diamondbacks, the Reds are all vying for the same wild card spot. We had Will Fleming on yesterday. If you missed the interview, you can go grab it when we're done today, wherever you get your audio. But he's the voice of the Boston Red Sox on the radio. Paul Taboni, the new Nats president of baseball operations, is coming over from Boston. So we had him on to talk about their new executive and this rocket ship superstar trajectory that he's on. And at 35, how in the heck he's running a baseball operation. But he was talking about how cool it was. He was getting ready to watch Scherzer and
Crochet, I think.
Last night for Boston, yeah. And they were going to go head-to-head, and Boston could still win the division, or they could finish the number two wild card or the number one wild card, or they could miss the playoffs altogether, basically, in the last 5 days. And there's six or seven markets around the country where this is happening, and I was just reminded last night, it has been so many years since 2019 and so long, but never forget how fun it can be.
Yep.
Important end-of-season baseball, there's not much like it. Night in and night out, there's no other sport that does that. Like, you're every night for 2 weeks at the end of the year in a playoff push, your game and someone else's game matters. It's just so different, man.
So I will fully admit this, and I think it's part of its human nature, and I think I'm subject to it as well. When you're in the throes of this, like, queasy stomach, this is taking years off my life, every close pitch that's ruled against you is an apocalypse, or every time the puck is in, you know, the Capitals' defensive end in the middle of the second round, I am losing my mind and again, like, freaking out, and I'm miserable to be around. I'm miserable. And then they lose both, you know, which happened to both franchises a whole bunch. I'm sitting there going, I just can't do that. Now that I've been far enough removed from it, especially in the baseball case, it's strange how much I miss it. You're 100% right. Like, when you're in it, you don't understand, Ed Helms style, that these are the good old days, so to speak. Like, having something meaningful to play for at all times is such a privilege. But, you know, so I guess I'm saying I've taken it for granted at times that, like, that agony is actually amazing because it means it matters, right? There's no agony for a Paul DeJong at bat with two games to go. There's not. Sorry. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's where we are. I miss that so damn
much.
Well,
just turn on the TV and watch one of these environments if you don't know what I'm talking about. In Seattle, where the Mariners clinched a division, another team that came from behind with a hard stretch, just hard charging finish. Cal Raleigh last night hit his 60th.
Just a casual 60 bolts for a catcher, you know.
60th home run as they clinched the division. And check out the environment in the ballpark. Yeah. Or Kyle Schwarber last night hit two homers in Philly. 55 and 56 for him on the year. You know, former Nats great Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
By the way, he gives the Nats credit for saving his career. I talked to him at the All-Star game, and he's such a good dude. We were chilling for like 5 minutes right in the dugout, and he's like, you know, when I went to Washington, if you remember, he got like a small deal.
It wasn't a huge contract, no.
Absolutely. He's like, the whole reason I went there was I thought if I could get with Kevin Long, he's like, I could save my career and start hitting the ball in the air and hit more home runs. And, you know, that was the plan. Sure enough, it happened. Certainly did. He's still with Kevin Long now in Philly, hitting 56 home runs, by the way.
Seems to have worked out. That's a good match. Yeah, for sure.
But he hit two, so now you've got Raleigh with 60. You've got Schwarbs with 56. Shohei's got 53 bombs. And Judge, back-to-back, first time since Babe Ruth, I think, 50 homer seasons. He hit 51 last night. We may end up with Eugenio Suarez getting to 50 as well. We would have five different guys do that. Cal Ripken Jr. is joining the show next hour. I want to ask him about that. But, you know, just the power display in baseball this year is insanity. But Raleigh might hit 62 bolts as a catcher.
At the risk of everybody, listen, eat your salad real quick. Just Grant and I are talking about meaningful baseball for 1 second. Everyone is going to be fine. I promise you we have Washington football talk in like 7 seconds. Is it crazy to you that only four guys ever have four 50 homer seasons? Is that nuts to you? The Judge became the fourth?
How many?
Only four guys have four 50 homer seasons, 50 homer plus seasons. McGuire, Sosa, Ruth, and Judge.
I was going to say, I don't even have a good judge. So, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Ruth would have been the third. No, that doesn't surprise. I mean, 50.
That blew me away.
So many home runs.
I'm very aware, but dude, if you had 50 home runs a year for 10 years, you got 500, and you're hundreds shy of the record.
I understand, but 50 in a season four times.
Totally.
Like, nobody hits 50. That's like saying, is it surprising you there's only a couple people in the world that have $800 billion? Like, that's so much money.
Well, I understand that, but like Greg Vaughn hit 50 bombs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
four
like,
times though.
But four times, I know four times is a lot. I'm not saying it's a few times.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's that he became the fourth. There were three until last night.
Yeah.
Only three guys have ever done that. I thought it would have been like six.
Okay. Has CK come in to yell at us yet, or can I bring up one more thing?
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
I haven't seen him. The first non-Yankee to hit 60 in the AL. First non-Yankee to hit 60 in the AL in that stupid ball. It's not stupid. It's actually a gorgeous ballpark. But in a pitcher-friendly ballpark, the large took us, the big dumper. It's an incredible story. Back to you, Greg. That's it. That's all I have. That's it. That's it.
No, I have two more things.
So for me, that's it.
The stones on this guy. Okay, now, Darius, if CK comes running down the hall, you just tell me. Number one, I want to bring up that the dude that caught Cal Raleigh's home run last night
Yep.
gave it to a kid right after catching it. Did he know what he had just done? Did he know what he had gotten?
I have to say no.
He was bestowed the 60th home run, the record home run for a catcher. It's the most ever by a Mariners player. I mean, at the minimum, you're parlaying that into pictures and autographs and a hang with Cal Raleigh and maybe some season tickets next year or something. You're just taking that ball and whipping around and going, here, kid. Now, if you catch a ball and you're not that lady in Philadelphia who chases a guy down to steal a ball from a kid because you're a terrible person, the normal thing to do is to give it to your kid. That is a very common normal thing. But when you catch a historical home run, a home run with great value monetarily, I think it's very reasonable if you're escorted out of there, you just go, bro, this is Cal Raleigh's 60th. This is a keeper here.
I'm going to hang on to this one until someone gives me money for it.
So I just have to imagine he got caught up in the moment. He caught the ball. He's giddy. He's going crazy. The kid's right there, and he gives the kid the ball and immediately goes, whoopsie. You can't ask for it back at that point.
No, there's no give you backsies.
I don't know if the Mariners do something for him. They probably should. Generally, we're in the business now where publicly when someone does the right thing, you kind of take care of them for doing it. So maybe it's a picture with and a signed bat from Cal Raleigh and, like, tickets to a division series game or something. But I promise you he'd have done a little better in the transaction if he didn't hand that ball out.
Yeah, I want. You know what I want is the thousands of dollars. I would do that. I know a lot of people are like, well, the memorabilia, the memory. I already have the memory. I caught it. I got my picture taken with whoever. Auction. Let's have an auction. And what I've heard, I don't know if this is true or not, that sometimes when you don't give the ball back, I'm not talking about to a kid, but like, you know, they're like, hey, it's a significant home run for name that guy. Like,
this is Danny Ruiz 500.
Yeah. If you don't give it back and they're like, well, how about a bat? How about a signed bat? How about a picture with old Randy Duye? If you don't do it, they won't authenticate it or some kind of, I've heard like there's pressure to do that. And I'm like, that's the only thing I'd be nervous about because I want my money. Like,
what did you do for the guy that caught your 30th home run at GW?
I said, thanks for go fetching the ball, pitcher, who's not pitching that day.
Right. I didn't know if you had to, you know, do like a meet and greet or take him to CC's Pizza or something like that.
I didn't get to keep any of them. Even my first one, I never got to keep them.
That's tough.
It's like, you know, there's a ball budget.
So here will be my last one then. This was the other thing.
Okay.
You ever have a take where you know you're wrong? You just know it in your core that you're wrong.
Man, can I pause for 1 second? Who are you talking to?
But you can't shake it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing that I'm wrong about that I can't shake. I think I'd vote for Cal Raleigh for MVP. It should be Aaron Judge. I believe that. Aaron Judge has had a better season than Cal Raleigh. And the MVP award is basically most outstanding offensive player, comma, like with value for a winner worked into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare the two seasons of Judge and Raleigh, it's not particularly close. Raleigh's hit more home runs for sure, but like Judge, it's a .325 average. It's an all-time season. It's a ridiculous year. He missed a week and a half or so, so he's played in a handful fewer games. But my logic is Raleigh's an outstanding catcher, really tough defensive position, did something that no one's done at the spot, and without him, the Mariners don't win the division. And I think that you can kind of vacuum seal that, and I don't have to feel bad about voting him MVP if I have a vote. I think it's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. But I can also acknowledge that Judge is probably more deserving, having had a better year. But it's one of those things where, like someone said to me last night, I was jokingly, I went, MVP, MVP on Twitter after Raleigh's home run. Someone's like, Judge is the MVP. And I started to respond to them, and I was like, actually, they're so right. Like, what am I supposed to say to this?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick with my incorrect thing and do it because it's also right. It's just a little bit less right, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not egregious. I mean, I've got a million egregious takes. A million that I know objectively I'm the alien, I'm the weird one, I'm shaking my fist at the ocean. But yeah, I totally relate to that. It's not as crazy as you think either. It's not as if it's like you're voting, I don't know, Julio Rodriguez, his teammate, the MVP. You know what I mean? Like that's a reasonable MVP. A catcher hitting 60 bombs. Now, ignore what he's done since the middle of July, where he's fallen off in a lot of areas, not in home run division. You have to ignore certain things. We love the new thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, his power and the way he's driven in runs and hit home runs down the stretch is why they've overtaken the Astros in the division.
A big part of it.
So I would say the stretch run is a plus, not a minus for him. Like, sure, there are areas where his average and some things have come down. But they quite literally this month don't overtake their opponent without his month to win the division. That's why I kind of put him in there. The Yankees probably aren't going to win their division. Now, I'm not going to hold that against Judge per se, but I think he can be a nice bonus for Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, his September, which we're in right now, has been awesome. His July and August, sub-200 hitter, mid-sevens OPS. You know, if we're doing wire-to-wire. But again, I'm not criticizing you. My point is,
yeah,
he would not get my vote for MVP. But we learned this in football. We learned it in basketball. There were years that Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP. Absurd. Patently absurd. Ridiculous. Yep. We just don't like giving it to the same guy who's a machine. The machine is Aaron Judge. Or to me, it should be between him and Ohtani every year. Did Ohtani hit? Did Ohtani pitch? Then he starts at number one, and someone's got to do something remarkable to overtake him, and Judge did.
Well, then you're really going to hate my NL take, right? Although I guess Ohtani didn't pitch a ton this year, so maybe you're okay with it. Kyle Schwarber should win the MVP award in the National League, not Ohtani.
Man, here we go.
Now, Ohtani pitched some, but this was not your two-way unbelievable. Like, last year, he didn't pitch at all, but he still should have run away with MVP because he went 50-50. I mean, he was just like, who is this robot, and why is he choosing to play baseball? This year, Kyle Schwarber's home runs and runs batted in for a Phillies team that's run away with the East. I'm sorry. Kyle Schwarber is going to be my MVP in the NL. Again, it's going to be a little bit hot because his name's not Shohei Ohtani and he's the only guy allowed to win the award anymore. But if Shohei was a two-wayer all year long, if he piled up innings, if he was a dynamite pitcher, then sure, I'm with you. No one should ever have a chance. But this is not one of those years.
47 innings is enough for me. Again, it's so beyond remarkable that 47 innings of a sub-3 ERA to go with a juggernaut offensive season as he always had, that's the MVP. It's too remarkable not to appreciate it. Like, if that dude does both, and if he takes the mound in a non-position player pitching situation, more than one cursory pitch, he's the MVP as far as I'm concerned. I understand your point, but like, I need everyone to, I need when he's done, everyone to go, okay, that's never happened before and probably will never happen in our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids' lifetimes. Someone that is that remarkable at this. It's like being the quarterback and also a linebacker and racking up, in, you know, being one of the league leaders in tackles and, like, forced fumbles while being one of the best throwers of the football there is.
He's going to win it. I got no problem with that. It'll be his fourth MVP. We're just now in a world where every year he's going to win it until he's not doing both things. And by the way, the year he didn't do either, both things, he also won the award.
He
was that good of a hitter. But I'm just saying that while it's more right than Schwarber, yeah, in a world where maybe it's fatigue or whatever, I think Kyle Schwarber was so valuable to the Phillies this year.
There's no doubt about it.
That one's also right. It might just be a little bit less right. All right, that was our Terry McLaurin discussion.
Ryan, label it as Terry McLaurin discussion in the podcast.
If anyone asks, we just talked about Terry McLaurin. We swear we did. Next, though, I do want to talk football, if that's okay with everyone. All you baseball marks out there are going to be salty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.